Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. This is Yadin here. Here, L.O.J., the Lion of Judah Society here, Rastafari Monday's podcast. And this Shabuah Tov, a good strong seven here. And this week and this 7 days here for this Shabbat coming, we have a double portion. The 39th and the 40th degrees of our sabbatical study for Chukat, Statute, and Balak. Balak is named after the fretful Moabite king that sought to have Yisrael cursed in the wilderness. But Balak means like a waster or emptier, like somebody spent. It's kind of interesting right there. But here we have a double portion. Today's daily psalm kind of segues with the previous 38th degree of our sabbatical study with Korah, well, with the sons of Korah. So right here, going to ride up for today's daily psalm, Psalm 49, which has a theme. Some describe it as Death the Leveler. From a Hebraic perspective, today's daily psalm, Death the Leveler. Going to ride up the Royal Amharic and also for Hebrew. Going to go into a full from the King of Kings Bible in today's daily psalm. So stay tuned. Got an audible previously recorded, but right here, right now, as a segue to the previous sabbatical study with Korah. Remember Korah, Datan, Abiram? Their whole companies were swallowed up, you know, except we have that the sons of Korah, they died not, which brings out another very important revelation, right? As it says, to the third and the fourth generation, those that hate him, but the children, the sons, they're not following the ratchet ways of their patriarch. But right here, a Korahite psalm right here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 49, and we have the evening Psalm 48, so we're going to ride up with the 49 to the 48. Yes, I praise you. Yeah, John is great. Here.
Psalm 49.
Mizmor mem tet lam natseach livne korah mizmor.
Hear this, all ye people.
Shim'u zot kol ha'amim.
Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world.
Ha'azinu kol yosh v'halet.
Both low and high.
Gam bene Adam, gam bene ish, bene ish.
Rich and poor together.
Yahad ashir ve'evyon.
My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast, 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 is like the
beast. Come on. Yeah. This the one right here. From temptation, the weak man faces. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Die on my feet before I live on my knees, Lord. Deliver me from point A to B like live and breathe. Nothing is free, I gotta be a hero to save. They got you working like a slave, from the crib to the grave, for minimum wage. You barely keep a job or a home, a car or a phone. Forget about getting a loan, you're starting to moan. Your bank account is getting withdrawn. It's pitiful how we become slaves to things that we own. They enslaving the brains, whips and the chains. End up in the coffin, chasing the fortune, chasing the fame. Slave to the rhythm, slave to the night, slave to the day. They hop aboard the underground railroad and run away. Pray for the day, niggas don't get taken away. For making a way to stop their baby stomach aching today. A sip of whiskey, straight, no chase. It's hard to take a man away from the sin when it's inside of him. Please,
deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes, deliver me from the evil that's all around me. Jamaica, the Kings County guard. From temptation that we can man facing, you put the spirit in me, I feel the strength.
Rescue my soul and let my days arise. Keep and preserve me all days of my life. With your strength awake to another day to rise. They say nothing's wrong with you, it's all in your mind. I preach myself to see as yet they're to my kind. Look around and see, don't be acting blind. This is the blessing us, just not kind. That was the worst thing a man could ever find. Hang his life for something he didn't do, locked up in some lies. Listen up, you're now growing up, I'll tell you something. They will lock you in the deepest of dungeons. Take away the materials, leave me by myself. Life is all I got, comfortable with my health. Aid by your lot, love for your few, got some blessed. To get it out, you did that so well.
From the evil that's all around me, Jamaica, the Kings County guard.
Yes, deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, 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 deliver me from temptation, the weaker man facing. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Plug in the mic like I'm gunning the bike. Front if you like, I'm moving fast, my life is running the lights. I give my son some advice, eyes on the prize, keep more than one in your sight. Won't win a gunfight if you run me with a knife. I'm drawing blood from the rock and keep blood in the block. Rhymes are sharper than the razor that be cutting the box. For sure I gotta move niggas with rocks in they socks. The prostitute selling us right in front of the cops. Under the street lamp, walking through the rain until her feet damp. Single moms in line at the office because they need stamps. Your cousin out of jail, he spent his time finding God with a felony kind of charge. It's kind of hard to find a job. He gotta make a decision, the situation he's placed in. If you gotta get that gainful employment for his probation, otherwise it's just another part of the scenery. Just because you got out of jail, that don't mean you're free.
Deliver me, oh my father.
What? What? Deliver me from the evil that's all around me. Jamaica, the Kings County guard.
Deliver me, oh my father. God is the father, this film it just ain't right.
Kwali, this is the Kalunji right there of Hostile Gospel right there. That was Psalm 49, today's daily psalm, and here the evening psalm appointed for the second day of the Shavuah of the week. Here, Monday, the Monday podcast, the second day as we count the days working our way up to the Shabbat day. So here, let's put in some work right here. Today's daily psalm, rise up, chant. Psalm 48, the evening psalm. Psalm 49, the daily psalm. Here, Psalm 48, the evening psalm.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever.
Guide forever.
Guide forever.
Guide forever.
Guide forever.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Ki Hine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו, נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות, בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימינך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Here once again, today's daily psalm, Psalm 49. I'm going to write up with more detail, King of Kings Bible, going through verse by verse. But here, from low degrees to high degrees, right here, today's daily.
Thank you.
Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the heart. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heel shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is precious and ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die. Likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their saying. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his father. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast, is like the beast, is like the beast, is like the beast, that perish, that perish, that perish, that perish, that perish, that perish. The perish, the perish, the perish, the perish,
you can run, but you can't hide.
Notwithstanding, the children, the sons of Korah, died not. Remember the previous Torah reading and feeding? It was known as Korah, speaking of the patriarch of the children, the sons of Korah. But in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, haven't gotten there just yet, but in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, as we study to show ourselves approved, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, we have Korah. We had Korah, Datan, and Abiram, where Moses said to the children of Israel, Suru, and it was remove yourself from the tents of these wicked, these ratchet men, speaking about Korah and his co-conspirators, Datan and Abiram. And the scripture says that all that pertaineth to them went down alive into Sheolah, into Sheol, the underworld. Now, what's interesting is that in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, it says, notwithstanding, the KJV says, notwithstanding the children, or more directly, according to the Hebrew, the B'nai Korah. And here, today's daily psalm, Right here with the double portion, right after the previous 38th, we have this psalm here in the season, Psalm 49, and the superscription says, for the sons of Korah, So all that pertaineth to Korah, Datan, and Abiram, and their tents and wives and people and so forth and so on, that was so-called down with them, they went down. But what about the sons of Korah? The sons, the children of Korah, it says, died not. Numbers chapter 26, verse 11. Now, this right here, it brings out the commandment, even the 10 words. The 10 words, as Matthew says to I and I, his advice to all. He's asked, what is his advice to young people? But then he says his advice to all is to, you done know.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
So we see in the Ten Commandments, the 10 words, it says that he will visit the iniquity of the fathers, the patriarchs. It didn't say the fathers and mothers. It didn't say even the parents. It says of the fathers to whom more is given. You should know more is required, right? Be first in place, one must be first in merit. So we have Korah, that patriarch, and all that pertaineth to him, his family, his whole family, with the exception here of his sons. And then we have many of the psalms that is superscribed for the sons or of the sons of Korah. This is the connection here. In Numbers chapter 26, right? Numbers chapter 26, so it brings up the principle where he says, you visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, right? To the what? To the third and the fourth what? The third and fourth generation of who? Of them who what? Who hate him. You know, but the sons here even tells us that when we shall find ourselves in this captivity and we shall begin to resurrect, you know, wake up, you know, come alive again and recognize who we are as the once lost, now found. And we should confess the iniquity, it says, confess the rebellion of our fathers, of the patriarchs, to whom more is given, more is required. Yeah, I know Eve, yeah, she was beguiled. She was tricked, she said, right? But the responsibility was upon Adam. So here we see a working out, right, in principle, in spirit, and in truth of the 10 words, those very same 10 words called the 10 commandments that Gormawi Negus Neges, the King Messiah, the King of Kings, Gormawi Haile Selassie, says the advice to all is to fulfill 10 words, the 10 commandments. Here in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, here's what it reads. It says, remember we're in the fourth book right here, right? The book of Numbers, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. It says, in verse 9, and the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Datan, and Abiram. This is that Datan and Abiram, who were famous. They were famous. Right? They were called upon. Karik, Arik, Arik. Kara, like to call one by name. Kara, or even to read or recite. But in this sense, they were Kari. Kari, they were called. They were summoned. Remember how Moshe even try to call them to come forward, like, come forward, let's reason. They're like, we won't go up, we won't go up. All right. But they were famous, right? They were famous in the congregation. You know, they were named Mandem, right? Even out of Mitzrayim. I mean, in Mitzrayim, they had sway and swagger. They were famous in the congregation who strove. They did what? They strove. The Hebrew for the word strove here is interesting, because sometimes the translation is not always one for one, right? It's like a paraphrase. The King James Bible in many places is like a paraphrase. This is one of those places like a paraphrase, right? The actual word is natsah, natsah. What is natsah? Natsah means to fly, to fly. So let's look at the English again. It says, who strove against Moses and against Aharon in the company. They were part of the company of Korah. When they strove, the Hebrew natsah, natsah, against Yahuwah, against Jehovah. Now, the word natsah here is interesting because it means to fly in its basic kal, its basic sense. The kal is like the basic sense, right? Or to struggle, right? The Nephi sense, to struggle. and can have a sense of natah, to strip off, to make desolate. Also the sense of natah, their striving, brings out the sense of falling in ruins, to fall to ruins, like to fall to pieces, to be ruined in heaps. Right? So it's interesting I use this word, like to go forth, to fly up, but it also means to be expelled, right? To be desolate or to lay waste. But it can have a sense of to quarrel, like, you know, somebody fly up in your face, you know, in that sense. This is what they did against, notice in Numbers chapter 26, verse 9, it's against Moses, it's against Aaron. They were part of the company, Datan and Abiram. They were Reubenites, but they were part of the company in this rebel line, this rebellion, right, of Korah, right? The father of the sons of Korah, as we even have in these Psalms here, of the sons of Korah, for the sons of Korah, because the sons of Korah, though everybody else was destroyed because they still stood, they didn't listen to Moses. It's obvious that when Moses said, depart from the tents of these evil men, that the sons of Korah are there watching the whole drama. And when the rest of the congregation of Yisrael, Yasher Allah, moved away from the tents of Korah, Datan, and Abiram, so obviously the sons of Korah, they said, you know, they're going to go with, you know, the rest of the camp right there. And they separated, right, from their father. They showed, right, that good word of even the 10 words, right, that they was not going to be caught up in the iniquity of their fathers, right, the hate of their fathers against Yahuwah. That's why it says, furthermore, in the company of Korah, when they strove, when they flew up, right, they flew up like the fly in the face, right, of Yahuwah. Verse 10, it says, and the earth opened her mouth. The earth opened her mouth. Oh, yes, she did. And did what? Swallow them up together with Korah. When that company, that congregation, that gathering died. Now, it's interesting. Today's Daily Psalm, which is a Sons of Korah psalm, is often themed as death, the leveler, right? Death, the leveler. When that company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men. So get the drama here. It's Korah, right? Korah has an issue. Korah had an issue. He was able to get Datan and Abiram. Now think about it. He felt that he was the one that, you know, he should be, you know, the high priest. He should be in charge. He should be so-called running the show. Even though in the arrangement before his rebellion, he was one of those that had the honor, get this here, to carry the Ark of the Covenant. All right? So he was already a part of, we could say, the Levitical establishment. You know, the holy place, maintenance of the holy place on behalf of the 12 tribes, the children of Israel. But that was not enough for him. He wanted the headship, right? So then he got two of the chieftains from the tribe of Reuben. Now remember, Reuben is the firstborn. But Reuben did some stuff and, you know, and other things happened. And he kind of lost that place. He lost his spot, right? And then we have Levi, we have Reuben, Levi, Simeon, and then we have Yehuda. That's what Judah comes to the forefront over time, right? Because of the deeds done did, whether they were obedient or disobedient. But at the time that the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up them together with Korah, when that company died, was also the what time or the same time the fire devoured the 250 men. Remember, there was the 250 men. So now you had men from the 12 tribes of Yisrael that felt, well, we should be priests. We don't want to go through Aaron, you know, the Messiah, the anointed, and his sons, the Messiahites, the Hebrew Christians, the anointed ones in the camp. We don't have to go through Levi because they were already doing these sort of things back in Mitzrayim, right? They had come into a new order, and now they are rebelling. So they came forward to say that we can burn Ishans too, just like them. What makes them so special? So when Korah, Datan, and Abiram and their families and their tents and all that was down with them went down, then those 250 rank and file Israelites that had their chalices, they had their censers, the fire came out and it burnt them up. And here it says in Numbers chapter 26, verse 10, And they became a sign. They became a sign. They became a sign. But notice verse 11. This is the verse to zoom in on, 26:11. What is the significance of the sons of Korah? What is the significance of the Psalms that have the superscription, the sons of Korah? Notwithstanding, the children or the sons of Korah died not. So it's obvious that they did not go along with the ways of their patriarch, their father, which proves a very, very important principle. We did the audible and shared the audible, saying based on this here in Numbers, this proves that you are not necessarily what your father is. Okay, yeah, their father's a Levite, so they're Levites. But you should always what we're saying, right? That's why the Psalm says, man that lacks understanding is like the beast. He's like the beast that perish, you know, that perish. But here, brothers and sisters, just to bring out that part right there, that verse, Numbers 26:11, where it says, notwithstanding the sons or the children, which is directly in the Hebrew, B'nai Korah, like today's daily psalm, right, for the sons of Korah, that they died not. It's a decision. It's a decision. All right? Choose. Choose this day. So here, brothers and sisters, let's write up for overview. We're going to compare the Amharic as well as the Hebrew and get some
shalom,
more
shalom. Yes, sir. Shalom to King. Yes, sir.
Yes, but once again, the words of the king.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Oh, shalom, shalom. Yes, sir. Shalom to King Iceland. Yes, sir. Here. We have Mizmor Maimtet. Psalm 49, Psalm XLIX, We're going to write up the Amharic, the world Amharic theme there, Yahapt Kentunet. Very interesting, Yahapt. People say Hotep, Hatep. When we get to the Ethiopic roots, here we have Hapt, wealth, Yahapt, of wealth, Kentunet. Kentunet, the vanity or the vainness, in the sense of kentu, vanity, kentunet, vainness, the vainness of wealth. Mezmor Arba Zetang, 49, in the Royal Amharic, Mezmore Dawit. Now, we pointed to the link between this psalm and the group of three that precedes it. They all alike address and are addressed to all peoples. Now, keeping consistent with the Torah portion reading and feeding, so brothers and sisters who are hearing this, we try to note certain things just generally, but for the Chabarim, you can really connect the dots right here that the latter, all peoples, right, being called, right, called upon, the call upon all humanity to acknowledge Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, it's a Hebrew Trinity, Ha-Kadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, to acknowledge the King of Kings, kingship, Gusa, Negesa, Ethiopia's kingship. Now, this deals with a problem. There's a problem, Chigger. Some say Chigger Yelim, but Chigger Ale. The Alev, Bizu. Right? Enough trouble. See, this deals with a problem which exercises the mind. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. Of all thinking persons, and should be read in connection with Psalm LXXIII, with Psalm 73. As you said, the Royal Amharic theme, Yahapt Kentunet, Nemezamaran Alekaya, Korelejoch, Mezmor, Ahzav, Hulach, Yehin Simu, Yehin, this, Simu, hear this, Shimu, Zot, in the Hebrew, Shimu, Zot, this, Yehin, this, hear, Simu, Shimu, Zot, Kol Ha'amim. Ha'azinu, broad in the ear, adimtu, ha'azinu, call, Yoshbe Khaled, interesting word for world, right, the Khaled, or some might point out, the Khaled, it's a temporary place of abode, like the tabernacle, according to the pattern, according to the type. So the choice of word, it prepares both the reader and the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically speaking, right? When we compare and contrast with HSC, the Book of the Seven Seals, prepares the reader and the hearer for the theme. What is the theme, Habarim, of today's daily song? The Meim Teit, Mizmor Meim Teit, Lam Natseyach, Livnei Korach, Mizmor, Livnei, the Livnei, 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 for the Bnei Korach, Yekorei Lejoch Mezmor. Hear this, all ye peoples, give ear, broaden the ear, Ha'azinu. Adimtu, Bamarinya, Azav Hulachu, Yinsumu, Ba'alem Yemit Norutem, Hulachu, Adimtu. Sik tenyoch na, kef tenyoch, balet egoch na, tehoch, ba'andinet, both what? Both low and high, rich and poor together, ba'andinet, as one, in oneness. Both low and high. Now, in the Hebrew, this is very important even for studies right here, even the third book of Moshe right here, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Leviticus, from the very first when we're looking at it Hebraically. But here, give ear. Gam b'nei Adam, gam b'nei Ish, yachad, or sir v'evyon, right? Or ashir, rich, ashir, the rich, ashir, ashir and the evyon, evyon, some say, the evyon, evyon, and the poor. Both high and low, the Hebrew, both ye sons of Adam, as we have it in the first words in Leviticus, Vayikra, the call, Adam. It says, when any Adam, then we have the word Dam, blood, Hebraically, Dam, Ha, Dam, the blood, and we have Adam. Adam is the low in the sense of men generally, irregardless, irrespective of nationality, creatures, humanity, men generally is the sons of Adam, B'nai Adam. And then we have Gam and ye b'nei ish, men of a higher station to whom more is given, more is required. Now more on this is in the build of Psalm 4, round about verse 3. Now the message is for all people and also for all sections or sectors of human sentient society, especially the well-to-do, the rich and the poor, rich and poor. Those who have the Ashir, the Evyon. It's a sect of Christians, early followers of Hamashiach, called the Evyonites, the poor. Speaking of the poor, the rich, were to derive a sobering, sober up. A sobering. And the poor, a comforting, the Evyon, the Dehoch, a comforting lesson from what they are about to hear. Give ear. Very important psalm right here. Now, some theme this psalm in Sefer Tehillim as death the leveler. Right? And begins off even right here when we come to the third verse, according to the KJV, it says, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. The mouth, the heart, the words of thy mouth, the meditation of thy heart, be humbly acceptable in he who be, we be sight his presence in that state of mind. Let this mind be in you. Bamrinya kutersos afe, tebebinna yinagral, yelibem asab, masterwalin, kutararat, joroyina wodemisale, azeneblal, bebeganam, misterain, geltalo, joroyin, my ear, wodemisale. Misali, a parable, a proverb, a simile. You say, learn to read the Hebrew sign language, the parable, the mashal, the simile. Fi yidaber hakmot, wisdom. In the Hebrew, my mouth, fi, the five, fi yidaber hakmot, wisdom. Hokma, singular, hakmot, wisdoms, right, wisdoms. Wi hagut. With hagut, meditation, levi. With hagut, levi, the hagut, levi. Meditation, meditation, yelibem asab. Right, thinking of I and I heart. Tebunot. From the bina, bana. Right, of the bill, the bana, the bina. Tebunot, the understanding. I say, and it's a plural sense because, as you say, there's the understanding first and the understanding, the iditation, the meditation, and then coming to the overstanding. This is why the Hebrew even here brings out the plurality, but the singularity in the oneness of the stand. What is your standing? Right? What's that standing? Right? Getting that understanding, understanding, comes to the overstanding. So here we have, I will incline mine ear to a parable. Ateh, Ateh le mashal, Azni, Azni, my ear, Azni. I will do what? Ateh, Ateh, incline, le mashal, the mashal. So we have the mashal in the Hebrew. Mashal is a parable, the proverb. People say, ooh, the Bible is a parable. Well, incline your ear then to the mashal, to the parable, to the proverb, to the misale. Ateh, le mashal, Azni. Eftah, 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 to open, Eftah. I will open, Eftah, Eftah, B'kinor, Hiyadati, Chidati, Eftah, B'kinor, Hidati, or Chidati, Chidati, the Chida, Chida, Chidati, right, the Chidati, my dark saying, my riddle. Riddle me, riddle this, right? The riddle. It's a pronouncement upon an enigmatic problem. Open upon what? The harp, right? Open my dark sayings upon the harp. Upon the harp. Mamarinya, bebegenam. So it says, Joroyin, my ear, Joroyin, word of misale, as in neblalo, as in neblalo, as in neblalo, as in neblalo, incline, inclining your ear, and then that inclination to the good. Bebegenam, upon the begena, upon the harp. Upon the harp, upon the kinor, Hebraically, Bamarinya in the royal heart, the begena, the begena, misterain, misterain, my secret, my confidential, my mystery here in the royal heart, gelt alo, I will reveal by what? The opening, eftach. So we have wisdom, the wisdom, chokmot. Here in the Hebrew brings up the plural sense of it, right? The wisdoms, right? And that understanding, having the understanding, the understanding, the overstanding. Both words are in the plural to denote profound wisdom and deep insight, good standing. Not just so-called the overstanding, but also the understanding and the understanding, but having that standing, having a good standing. Wisdom in the scriptures, in the Bible, corresponds to the moral, I want to say the moral philosophy, right? So the moral philosophy is the divine majesty, the moral theocracy, understanding, the understandings. Remember, it's in the plural, so understanding. So what are the standings? The standings, the under, the inner, the over, the standings is enlightenment upon a perplexity of human experience, right? Of human experience. So this we meditate on. When we meditate, that's a subjective experience upon that objective reality, inclining mine ear to receive instruction. May Elohim from source, from the true good, from the true God, which comes in the form of a parable. So the instruction from Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, how does it come? It comes in the form of a parable, a mashal. Parable, this word also is sometimes translated as parable or proverb. Some may say a myth story, the mystery, right? The myth story, learn to read the sign language, incline your ear to the parable, right? The parables. It's an oracular, right? The words of Ayinam, rhema word, utterance in a poetical style. So the parables tended to be those oracular, the word of the mouth, utterance in a poetical style. We have this also in Numbers chapter 23 and 7. So just pointing to this right here, getting a basic foundation, even upon the first, as we would say, the exhortory, like exhortation, exhortatory, you know, the build up intro. But then we move forward, we have the sections 5 to 12, wealth and death, verses 13 to 20, vanity of wealth and the triumph of the upright. We have here in today's daily psalm, and also the groundation, as we mentioned, when we spoke about the low and high, Adam, right, and the Ish, right, Adam and the Ish, but everything level vibes. Incline thine ear to the parable.
And here we're going to go into a little more depth of the Royal Amharic. That was just comparing the first four verses from the Masoretic Hebrew and the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible right there. Very important psalm right here. So
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
So right here, Dubwise, today's daily psalm in the Royal Amharic. Stay tuned for the bill, verse by verse, a little more details to come. May the speaker Abraham trouble the man.
مزمور أربعة سمنت بك النف أربعة زفين لما زمران عليك آي قوري لجوش مزمور أهزاو هلا تشوه يهن سمو بعالم يمتنورم هلا تشوه أدمتو زكة تنوش نا كف تنوش بالت أقوش نا دهوش باندن آخيت أبابني ناقران يلب بيما ساب ماستوالن جورين ودم السالي عزان البلال ببقنا مسترين قلتان حاتي آترا كزيم بكب بنجزي بكفوك أنا لمن فرالو بهايلات شو يمي التامنو ببالت القنطات شو مبزات يمي مكو وندم وندمون عادنم ثوم عادنم بيزاون الاجزيابي رايستم لزلال من دينور تفاتنم من داياي የነፍሳ ቸው ለውጥ ከብሯልና ለዘላለምም አርቷልና ብልሃተኞች እንዲሞቱ ሰነፎችና ደንቆሮች ባንድነት እንዲጠፉ ገንዘባቸውንም ለሌሎች እንዲተው አይቷል በልባቸውም ቤታቸው ለዘላለም የሚኖር ማደሪያቸውም ለልጅ ልጅ የሚሆን ይመስላቸዋል በያገራቸውም ስማቸው ይጠራል ሰው ግን ክቡር ሆኖ ሳለ ያውቅ እንደሚጠፉ እንሰሶች መሰል ይህቺ መንገዳቸው መሰናከላቸው ናት ከነርሱም በኋላ የሚመጡ ባፋቸው እሺ ይላሉ እንደ በጎች ወደ ሲኦል የሚሄዱ ናቸው እረኛቸውም ሞት ነው ቅኖችም በማለዳ ይገዟቸዋል ውበታቸውም ከመኖሪያቸው ተለይታ በሲኦል ታረጃለች ነገር ግን እግዚአብሔር ይቀበለኛልና ነፍሴን ከሲኦል እጅ ይቤዣታል የሰው ባለጠግነት የቤቱም ክብር በበዛ ጊዜ አትፍራ በሞተ ጊዜ ከርሱ ጋር ምንም አይወድምና ክብሩም ከርሱ በኋላ አይወርድምና በሕይወቱ ሳለ ነፍሱን ባርኳልና ለሰውነቱ መልካም ብታደርግለት ያመሰግንሃል ሆኖም ወደ አባቶቹ ትውልድ ይወርዳል ለዘላለም ብርሃንን አያይም አእምሮ የሌለው ክቡር ሰው እንደሚጠፉ እንሰሶች መሰለ
Yes. May the speaker Abraham Chebuda right there on the read from the King of Kings Bible. I'm about to go through the verse by verse, the English, right? Compare, contrast the Royal Amharic, and also bring in the Hebrew for some highlights. Let's put in some work right here, the second day of the Shavuot right here for the season, double portion. Song of the Sons of Korah right after the 38th degree. Korah, here. So.
So this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
So here, give ear, run through today's daily psalm right here, verse by verse.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Here this audible right here, here, brothers and sisters. Yes, sir.
Yes, down press a man, psalm. Psalm 49, also theme, death, the level of psalm. So here, we're going to go through, you know, rather how many verses we got here. Yes, down press a man, psalm. Psalm 49, also theme, death. Death, the Leveler Psalm. So here, we're going to go through, you know, it's rather how many verses we got here. We got 20 verses, today's daily psalm. We have another version of us going through it. This a couple of years ago. It's like kind of a freestyle chant, but we don't really bring out some of the areas that hopefully we can bring out right here. Here we got like 11 minutes before we go into the third hour, the grace period of the podcast. So just remind ones and ones, 515-602-9761. If they are, especially if they're listening via the blog, talk, live stream, it goes out after the first like 2 hours or so. We have this last hour usually, hopefully, you know, prayerfully this time here. We got a little more on the Hebrew, going to the Hebrew groundation. But here, Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhav Kedus, holy. The Book of the Seven Seals of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. The line of the tribe of Judah have prevailed. Root of David, Kedemah, Yehudah, Selassie Bible. So here we have Mezmor. Here we also have the parallel Bible here that we published a few years ago with the Psalms of David, Mezmor Dawit. On one side, like column and column, one column, parallel Bible, verse by verse. Went into a couple of footnote areas, but hopefully we'll seek to do a fuller full, as well as share some of the translations, you know, to help and assist the brothers and sisters. But here, Psalm 49, KJV, HSV, Haile Selassie version right here. Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Arba Semint, Bekinfwist Arba Zeteng. So Arba 40, Cement, and 8, Bekinfwist, in parentheses, Arba Zeteng. So the ancient numbering of today's psalm was Psalm 48, and we have the correspondence with the modern numbering, Arba Zeteng. So here we have, Lemezem Moran, Aleka, Yekore, Lejoch. That's the superscription that in better Bibles we read to the chief musician, Le Mezemran Aleka, Mezemran. Zemre in the Amharic, corresponding to the Hebrew Zamar, means to chant. So we say chant, like Isis. The Psalms of David are the original Isis. Lemezemran, the chanters, Aleka, the chief of the chanters. Lemezemran, Aleka, Yekore Lejoch, Yekore of Korah, Korah. In the Hebrew, Korah, here we have it, Korah, Ye of Korah Lejoch, children of Korah, sons of Korah, the implication. Mezmor, chant, Isis. So here, along with the theme here of today's daily psalm, Yehapt, wealth, riches. There's an ancient connection even with the Hapt, Hotep, you know, Hatepe, Habete, with the sense of, you know, riches and wealth was things that, you know, people needed, like food and clothing and those things, the Hapt. But here it says, Yehapt Kentunet, the vanity of Hapt, the vanity of wealth, of riches. Kut'an, verse 1. Azab Hulachu, Yehin Simu. Le alem yemitnorutin hulachu adimtu. Hear this, all ye, all your people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Ahizab, from the Hizb's people. Ahizab is peoples, corresponding to the sense of peoples or Gentiles, people groups. Ahizab hulachu. Hulu is all hulachu. Hulachu, all of y'all, hulachu. Ahizab hulachu, all you people. Yihin simu, yihin this. Simu. Corresponding with the Shema'u, we say Shema, Shema'a, to hear. In Amharic, Sema. Here we have the command to all of you to hear. Simu, Yehin, this, Simu, this, hear y'all. The Alem in the world, Yemit Norutim, those who, y'all who dwell, who be in it, who be in the world, who lachu, all of y'all, Adimtu. Adimtu, here corresponding to the give ear, has a sense of to hear, you know, attentively. Not just to hear in the general sense of hear, but to hear attentively. Kutran azav hulachu yehin sumu ba'alem yemitzanorutim hulachu adimtu kuter hulet, verse 2. Zik atenyochina keftenyoch balet egochina dehoch ba'andinet. Both low and high, rich and poor together. Just to put a little footnote right here, we did a video about the two Adams. Going through the two Adams, Adam of Genesis chapter 1, Adam of Genesis chapter 2, and hopefully this will be brought forward when we go through the Hebrew here. Here we have zik tenyoch, like lower, zik, right? To say lower, like the low ones, zik tenyoch, ina and kef tenyoch, the high ones. In the Hebrew, it says b'nei Adam, the sons of Adam, the children of Adam. For b'nei ish in the Hebrew is man, but it's a higher form of man, and Adam is take the sense. Sons of men, all the other nations, and the sons of the Ish, the higher man, the context like with the children of Israel. But here, Kuter Hulet, verse 2, brings out the meaning of the sons of Adam, Ziketenyochina, the low ones, and Keftenyoch, the sons, the children of Ish, the higher man. Balat Egoch, Bala, one who has Egoch, one who has like riches. Ina, and Dehoch, the poor. Be'andinet, And is one, and net, oneness, beyond net, in oneness or the sense here together, in oneness, in unity. Zik tenyochina, kef tenyoch, balat egochina, dehoch, beyond net, together, as one, in unity, einity. Kutel source, verse 3. Afe, tebebin, yinagara, yelebeim asaba, mastawalin. Verse 3, KJV reads, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation, the agitation of my heart shall be of understanding, understanding, overstanding. Afe, afe, af is mouth in the Amharic, and afe, my mouth, afe, in the Hebrew is like fe or pe, pe, fe, pi, fi, mouth. Here we have afe, afe, my mouth, tibebin, tibeb, tibeb corresponds with the Amharic for wisma, wisdom. We say the Hebrew sophia, wisdom, wisma. As Yeshua HaMashiach says that Tibeb, wisdom, is justified by all of her children. So, our father, so, our mother, Afe Tibagara, he or it will speak. Afe Tibebin Yinagaral, my mouth will speak of wisdom, of Tibeb, Tibeb. Ye Libeim, Libe, my heart, ye of Ye Libeim, and my heart, and of my heart, Ye Libeim Asab, and the thought, the thinking of my heart, Master Walin shall be like of comprehension, to say comprehension, the sense of understanding, the discernment. Afe tebebin yinagral, yelibem asab Master Walin. Kutar arat, verse 4. Joroye wode misale azeneblalo, bebegenama misut erena geltalo. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Joroyin, joro, joro ear, joroye, my ear, joroyin, emphasis on my ear, wada misale, wada towards, misale, misale is a parable, misale is a proverb, misale is an allegory, misale is a simile, generally, right, so misale, same word for parable and proverb, joroye, my ear, wada toward, misale, toward a parable, a proverb, azeneblalo, azeneblalo. I will incline, inclination, zimbale, inclination. I'll be inclined, my ear will be inclined to a parable. Here we have a footer in our parallel Bible right here. This is the 46th note right here. And it says, that means according to the gnosis, word for to know, knowledge, gnosis, ilket, right, in Amharic, da'at in the Hebrew, scientia, science in the Latin. Here, according to the knowledge, right, I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark... 90 seconds, y'all, to call in. Yes, I just got the 90-second mark. Just remind ones and ones in the listening. Call in. Right here, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. All ones and ones can go forward from the live stream to Rastafari Student on the YouTube or Rastafari Groundation to hopefully hear the full. So right here. 60-second mark. Here, the gnosis, according to the knowledge. I will incline mine ear to a parable. A proverb, like the book of Proverbs is the book of parables or allegories, right? I will open my dark saying upon the harp. So here, be begenam, on the begena, the Ethiopian harp of David, be begenam, upon the harp, upon the begena, and upon the begena, mistirein, we have mistirein egeltalo, mistirein. Now, some would say that mistir here in the Royal Amharic, some would say, woo, oh, that comes from Greek. Well, obviously they don't know. Obviously they don't know where Greek comes from. But the word mystir, the word mystir, like mystery, actually comes from the Hebrew word satar. Satar means to hide. Misatatir means that something that is hidden. Misatatir, when you put the word through the binyanim, the different constructs, the root satar, he hid. Misatatir, that which is hidden. So here, even in the Amharic, this is more from the Hebrew, right, overstanding Hebrew, bebegenam, upon the harp, misatarein, my dark saying, translator, says, or my hidden, that which is hidden. In fact, there's a verse in superscription where it says that Dawid, mistatir imanu, is not David a mystery or hiding amongst us? What Doeg says when he snitched out on David. It's actually there in the Hebrew, misatatir, and we share that's really originally from, the Afro-Semitic. Gutters is more at the root than any Canaanitish. Got that from the Gutters. You know, big brother, pass it on to little brother. So anyway, bebegenam, right? Bebegenam, and upon the begena, misterein, egelet, means to like to reveal in the sense of like be bare, almost like be naked, you know, revealed. And that has that idea of revelation. I will reveal my mystery, my secret, that which is hidden concerning I, bebegena. Kutararata joroye wode mesale azenamlalo. Bebegena ma mistere negeltalo. Kutar amis, amis. That was verse 4. Arat here, kutar verse amis, verse 5. Chatiat te rekezen be kababene gize. Why should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? Chatiat, chatiat, word for sin or missing the mark, bringing out the sense of iniquity, missing the mark. Terekezen, my heel, terekezen, my heel. Bekababengize, when it goes around, in other words, my sin going around my heels, stopping my progress and my steps. Bekufu, kufu. Evil, kufu, evil, but kufu, in the evil ken, in the evil day. Lemon, why? Le, for, min, for what? Like we say, lama, in the Hebrew here we have lemon, why, or for what? Iferalo, iferalahu, iferalo, why will I, iferalo, why am I fearing, or why will I fear? Chatiata, tekarazena, bekababen gize, be kufu, ken, lemon, iferalo. Kuta, sidis, verse 6. Be chaylacho. Yemi tamenu, be balat egen netachewima bizata yemi meku. They that trust, they that trust in their wealth, and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. Be hailacho. Something sound familiar there? Chayil. We say chayil in modern Amharic, more ancient Amharic is chayil. Be chailacho. In their power. Now here's what's very interesting here when we start to compare, you know, the Afro-Semitic, the languages, the Hebrew, Afro-Semitic language, Royal Amharic, Afro-Semitically. Here we have Chayil. Chayil in the Hebrew also means might and power, and in its archaic form it's at the root of the operative word for God or power, El, Ha-El, Chayil, also Elohim, right? But the interesting thing in the Hebrew also, this word Chayil can refer to army, like army is might, power. Chayil also can refer to wealth, being might and power. And then we might have someone who might be very violent. They might be called chaylenia, right, or overpowering. They are overpowering. So this word for power, chayil, has three distinct senses in the Afro-Semitic, namely for wealth. It can be for army. The army is called the chayil, right? The chayil is the power, is the army. And then also for power in the phi cycle and metaphysically. But here it says, bechaylacho, in their chayil, in their power, yemitamenu. But it's brought out in the Hebraic sense of they that trust in their wealth. Bechaylacho, yemitamenu. Those who are tamen, tamen. We say ras tamen. Ras taman, tamen. From amene, to admit as true, to have faith in a simpler English translation, to believe or have faith. But here we have yemitamenu, those who have trust. So the word for faith also transitions from its root into the sense of trust. Here we have yemitamenu, tamen. Trusting, ras taman, those trust, kanamawi hadasalasi. Bechaylacho, but these other ones, bechaylacho, in their power is their wealth. Yemitamenu, those who trust in their wealth. Be balat egenet tachewim. Balat egenet, bale, one who has. Tega is wealth. It could also imply security, but in this sense right here, this is their riches. Those who are the owners of riches. Right, the multitude of their riches, bebalat egenetachewim, and in the riches, their riches, bizat, the enoughness, the multitude, bizat, bebalat egenetachewim, bizat, yemi meku, they boast. Kutar sebat, verse 7. Wendemun, ayadinim. Sowim, ayadinim. Bezawin, leegziavi her aisetim. The verse, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God, to Egziabihar, to sustain a Yahweh, to Jehovah, a ransom for him. Wendim, brother. Wendemun, his brother. Wendim, brother. Wendemun, his brother. Ayadinim. Will not yadin. He cannot yadin him. Ayyadinim. He will not save him. So here it's saying that a brother cannot save his brother. Wendim, Wendemun, Ayyadinim. Sowim, and man, and man, it's interesting right here, and man, ayadinim, or in the general sense of like none can, you know, none can redeem. So the KJV brings out redeem, but in Amharic it has the negative of save. Save, yadin, and then ayadinim. He would not save. Wendim, wendimun, ayadinim. So wim, ayadinim. None of them can, or man, cannot save, right, man. You cannot save man. Brother cannot save his brother. Beza win, the ransom, right? Or really, beza, like redemption. Beza win, right? Redemption. Beza win, le exiarihir, to exiarihir, to sustain of the good, the generous, father. Le exiarihir, le exiarihir, and to exiarihir, I set him, and cannot give to exiarihir, beza. Can I give a ransom, or can I give redemption? So here we have two verses as one verse, verse 8-9. So these two verses, 8 and 9, as one verse. For the redemption, and here it's put as a parenthetical, they put parentheses. I don't know why they do that. I'm not really clear on that, because in all the old manuscripts, that which is in parentheses, usually, unless italicized, are found in the text. But here, verse 8, they put in the parenthetical. It says, for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. Lezelalem, forever, lezelalem, or to the alem, lezelalem. Like the spinning, you know how the heavens turn, to the turning of the heavens as it goes on and on, as the heavens turn around the earthly plane. That's the sense of forever in the Hebrew sense, the furthest indefinite time, right? Lezalalem, forever in dinor, to dwell, to be, tefatanim, and corruption or destruction, corruption, tefatanim, being lost, tefatanim, in dayai, that he would not ayi, to see, in dayai. Ye nefsacho of their soul, of their collective soul, of their nefs. Ye nefsacho lot, it means a turn, a change. Lot, a change of their soul. Kabro alina, for it is precious, for it is of high value, it's honorable. Kabro alina, lezelalemim, and forever. Karto alina, it remains forever, it remains till the eternal spin of the Olam, the heavens, lezelalem. Kutar, verse aser, verse 10. Bulahatenyo chendi motu. Sene fochina, dinkoro cha bandaneta and diat efu. Gena zebachawinin, lelelo chendi atawu. Aito al. Verse 10. For he seeth, aito al, he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Now, there's a footnote here. I think I touched on it from the previous, the parenthetical verse. Just notice this right here. Verse 8, right, in the KJV, right, copyist, a 1611 edition, is artificial. The parenthetical is artificial. And therefore, it's not found in other reliable ancient versions, and in particular, is not in the MS, the manuscript of the Emperor Negusinagus, the Amharic Revised Amharic Bible. So just to point that out, the footnote. But here, verse 10, for he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Bilhatenyoch. This is brought out as wise, but Bilhatenyoch, you know what it says about calling wisdom and her sister understanding, right? Wisdom, chokmah, and bina. This is the word like for more like understanding or like kind of craftiness, but it's a type of wisdom. Bilhatenyoch, the wise ones or the crafty, clever ones, so to speak. Indi motu, as they die. Senef means fool, but it's fool in the sense of one who is not just like intellectually foolish, but it is more speaking of foolish in the level of, like I said, the fool says in his heart there is no God. So that person is not foolish in the sense they have no intellectual. It's like moral, right, depravity, moral foolishness. Denkoroch. Denkoroch is an interesting word because denkoroch is almost like blockhead, the blockhead, denkoroch, like it's tough getting through their skull. Senefochina denkoroch ba'andinet. That word, andinet, unity, einity, ba'andinet, in unity, right, to say together, indeed tefu, as they are destroyed or they perish or they get lost together. But andinet indeed tefu. Genzebachuanim. Genzeb is one of the words in Amharic for money. Bur is the currency. to silver, right? Referring to silver, like the shekel in the Hebrew, the bur in the Ethiopian currency. But genzeb is money too. Genzeb is more like not so much liquid cash, but it's another sense of wealth. Genzeb, but sometimes it can refer to money. Genzebachuanim, and their genzeb, their wealth, right? Leleloch, leloch to others. Le for leloch for others. Indeed, tau, so they leave, so that they leave their wealth for others, right? Ai toal. He seeth that even they leave their wealth goes into somebody else's hands, whether intended or unintentionally. Ut rasara an, verse 11. Be lebacho wima betacho lezalem in dinor. Maderiacho wima le lijocha licha yemihon yemeslachua. Be yagracho wima simacho yiteral. Verse 11. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call lands after their own names. Be lebacho wim. Be lebacho wim. Lib in Amharic is heart, like the lev, right? Lib is heart, libacho, their heart, be libacho, women, in their heart, to say in their mind, the inner thought. Betacho, bait is house, betacho, their house. So their thought in their heart, in their mind, the inner thought, their house, lezalalem, forever, to an indefinite period of time, yeminor, it will be, it will dwell, it will exist, to an indefinite period of time, they think that their houses, you know, will exist forever. Maderiachawim, maderia. In my father's house, there are many maderiyawoch. There's many dwelling places, maderiachawim. And their dwelling, to say their dwelling place, lelijoch, for children's lij, child, for their grandchildren, say their grandchildren, yemihon, would be yemeslachuwal. They think, but in Amharic, the sense of yemeslachuwal, like if somebody said, what do you think, you think that's going to happen? And I say, yemeslenyal. You miss Lenya. It seems, the sense of it is it seems to them that their dwelling places will be passed on, you know, to their children's children. Beye agaracho wim. Beye in each agar country, agaracho, their country, beye agaracho wim. And in their countries, simacho, sim is name, simacho, their name, yitarab. And in their countries, the Amharic sense here is like, and in their various countries that their names will be called. Their names will be named. Yitaral. Kutalasara hulet, verse 12. Sogin, kubor hono sale, ayaukim. Indemia tefu in sisoch mesale. Nevertheless, man, being, in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. Sogin. So, the word for man in Amharic, in the generic sense, specific and generic sense, that means so can mean them and so can mean he. So where it says, nevertheless, man, being in honor, abideth not. So gin, kubur hono sale ayaukim. Here it's saying so, man, specifically and generally, gin, however, man, kubur means like an honorable, like kuburan, you know what I say, like gentleman, honorable man, kuburan, men of kubur, right? Kubur hono. Even if this man is an honorable man, sale, kubur hono, sale, while being a honorable man, kubur hono, sale, ayaukim. Ayaukim means that he's ignorant. He doesn't know this, that even if a man is in honor, especially among these and those that trust in their wealth and their riches, sogen kubur hono, sale, ayaukim. He's still ayaukim. He's ignorant. He has no gnosis, no da'at, no knowledge. In the miyat efu, and like they that perish, in sisoch, the Amharic word for animals or the living creatures is in sisoch. In sisa, animal in a singular sense. In sisoch, mesele. In the miyat efu and sisoch, and like the animals or the beasts that perish, mesele. He resembles the beasts that perish. Kut el asara soas, verse 13. Yehich mengedacho. Mesenaklacho nat kanarsuma bechwala yemiyemetu baafacho ishi yilalu. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah, the Asama. Now, we don't have the Day of Psalms here in the Royal Amharic. Part of the reason, the Selahs, because as we mentioned, that the Psalms, the Isis, was the Psalms of David. It was later on used in the temple worship, and even in the New Covenant sense, we find the Psalms are a special point of reference. We have Yeshua, Jesus, the Nazareth, Jesus, and the disciples chanting Psalms. The word for disciple is Dek Amezamorit in Amharic, like a child of the Psalms. So I point that out because the Selah as those places that in the Hebrew liturgy would be the kind of pause, you know, like the pause points, like the meditation, the musical interlude, so to speak, in temple worship. But here, this 13th verse, this their way is their folly. Yehich, yehich. Yehich means this, but this is in the she sense. Yeh, yeh means this, he. Yehich, this, she. Mengedacho, their way, their menged. Menged, acho, mengedacho. Yehich, this, mengedacho. This their way. Mesenakalacho, mesenakalacho, senekale, senakale, it means like to stumble, they're stumbling, they're scandal. The word scandal actually means like a stumbling block, like a stumbling stone, a scandal. Literally the word scandal is a foot trap. So the word scandal is the word for offense in the Greek. Literally it links with this idea here of mesenakal, like a trap for the foot. So as you're trotting, it's almost like what it says in Genesis, says that the man-child or the son of the woman will bruise his head and the seed of the serpent will bruise his heel. That sense of tripping up one's try. Yehich, this mengedacho, mesenakalacho, not. This, their way, is their stumbling. She is their stumbling. This, their way, she is their stumbling. Ka enersum, and from they themselves, ka, from enersu, enersu, the pronoun for they. Ka enersum, and from they themselves, bechwala, Bechwala, after them, Yemi Metu, those who come after them, Be'afacho, in their mouths, they all have one mouth, one af, Be'afacho, Ishi Yelalu, Ishi, 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 not to be confused with the Hebrew, Ishi, we have Ishi in the Hebrew, which means man, and Isha, woman or wife, but here in the Amharic, we have Ishi, Ishi. Ishi basically is to say, like, Khan. We say Khan is like a affirmation, it's affirmative. It's like, say, affirmative, approval. So Ishi, when we say Ishi, 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 you hear that a lot amongst the Ethiopians and others, you know, in sampling them hard, Ishi. Well, Ishi means approval. So what it's saying right here, is like this, their way is their stumbling. And their posterity or those who come after them approve of their saying or in their mouth, they Ishi, Ishi Yilalu. They say Ishi to what their foolish ancestors said. Yehich men gedacho mesenakalacho not. Kanarusum bechwala yamimetu bafacho Ishi Yilalu. Kutel Asararat, verse 14. In the begocha, what is yola yamihe du nacho? Erenyachuim motno. Kino chnima be malada, ye gezuachua. Ubetachuima ka menoriacho, teleita besiol tarechalech. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. And their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. So here, verse 14, Inda in Amharic means like as Inda, right? Like as, interesting, in the old archaic Amharic, Inda was Hinda. Reminds me of Hindus Kush. Indus, Inda, like Kush, like Ethiopia, Hindus Kush. But here we have Inda like, Inda Begoch. Begoch is like sheep. Beg is a sheep, and begoch is like sheep, right? In the begoch, like sheep, water toward Seol. Seol. Here we have Seol. In the Hebrew, we have Sheol. Sheol, briefly, Sheol was the underworld. The Egyptians called their version of Sheol the duat, or the duat, right? The duat, right? The Greeks called their version of the underworld like Hades, right? So here we have the Hebraic idea of the underworld. Rabbeinu Yeshua spoke about it also in the parable of the of Lazarus and the rich man. Remember Lazarus, Osiris. He was outside the gates of the rich man who wore purple, like the IS, like the IUIC. They like purple a lot. So there was this rich man who wore purple all the time, and there was a poor man who was outside his gates, and the rich man gave the poor man nothing. Right? Then in one night, both of them died. One went to the bosom of Abraham in the afterlife, and the other one, right, went to a very dry and hot and barren place. And between the two, there was a gulf. There was a big chasm. You probably know the parable there. Well, what Yeshua was describing right there, right, is one of the imageries of the paradise for the righteous and the desert, you know, so to speak, right, for the wicked. So the good neighborhoods for the righteous and the bad neighborhoods for the wicked. But there's a lot to this duat idea and the Sheol idea, but it's interesting here in Amharic, it says Sheol, right, which corresponds to Sheol. But in the KJV, it says, like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Now, there's a different word for grave, right? The kibar, right, is a different word for the grave where the body of dead people and animals and, you know, are put in the grave. This is not that idea. So what we're saying here is that KJV takes great liberty in saying, like sheep, they are laid in the grave. But here it says, in the begoch, and like sheep or like sheepo, right, what is Sheol, to the underworld, right, yemihedu, they who go, nacho, they are they who go to the underworld, Sheol, erenyacho wim, erenya in them heart is shepherd, erenya. Roe in the Hebrew, roe. We have erenya. Here it says erenyacho. Erenyacho is to say their shepherd. Erenyacho wim, with a m at the end, and their shepherd, mot, no. Their shepherd, mot, is mot. Mot. Mot is interesting because mot was a Canaanitish god. They worship the god that basically, in our language, basically means death. Mot or mut or muta, right? Mot, mut, right? Met, right? But here it says that erenyacho wim, mot, no. The KJV says, death shall feed on them. But here, corresponding even for Hebrew, it says, Erenyacho wim, and their shepherd, motuno. And their shepherd, those who trust in riches, hapt kentunet, right? It says that death, mot, is their shepherd. And we find it interesting that mot was one of the Canaanitish gods, like when they say Baal. Oh, they worship Baal and Baal. Baal, in the Hebrew and Afro-Semitic tongues, it has two meanings. It means one who owns, an owner. And secondarily, it means a husband. And there's a feminine form of it, too. So they just took common words, you know, for common things and exalted them. You know, it's like if one's worshiped the wife as the highest deity, and then we call that God, right, we call it wifey. You know what I mean? Other people say, that's so ridiculous. They just took one word and just they don't even know the name of their God. They just take this position, this title, and they make that God. So here, it actually says that death is their shepherd. Erenyachewim motuno. Kinochinim. Right, kinochinim, the maladah, kinochinim, kinoch from kinna, from kenna, also kana, as we said, the kana bosom, like the reed, how it goes straight. Well, this right here has the meaning of upright, straightforward ones, like integrity, straightforward, kinochinim, upright, and the kinochinim, and the straightforward ones, the upright ones, the maladah. Maladah is the morning, but maladah is like the dawning. Maladah would be the hours, like from maybe about 4 a.m., especially in the east, 4 a.m. to roughly right around 7, what we call 7 a.m. over here, because that'll be around the 1 o'clock, right before the light of the new day breaks. So the Malada is right at the cusp before the red turns into the bright glow as the sun sheds its light along the earthly plane. But anyway, Malada, ben Malada, yegezu achua. So the upright in the early dawning hours, even before the new day even breaks, even before the earliest part of the morning, the dawning, yegezu achuwal, they will have dominion, they will rule over them, yegezu achuwal. Archaic sense of it would be like they would own them. You know how people say nowadays, so-and-so owns so-and-so, so-and-so own that person, right? That implies a sense like you bought, is bought and paid for. What's interesting about the word geza has a secondary sense to buy something. The primary sense scripturally is to rule over something or to have dominion. In fact, the word geza is in the primordial name, Ethiopic, for egezia biher and egezio, right? That sense of lord or sovereign. So what it's saying right here is that the upright would basically own them in the dawning. Wubetacho wim, wubetacho, wubet means beauty. Wubet, wubetacho wim, and their beauty, kamenoriacho, from their dwelling, teleta, she would be separated, and their beauty from their dwelling, teleta, she will be separated, besiol, and in sheol, tarejalech, it's an archaic sense here, no doubt, tarejalech, like to get old, but to get old and worn out, the sense is like getting old and worn out, that beauty, right, being separated, right, in sheol, and sheol will get worn out, puter asara amis, verse 15, negergin, but, however, negergin egziavihir ye kabalenyalina nesena kasiol ij ye bejatal. But egziavihir sustainer Yahweh will redeem my soul, my psyche, will redeem her from the power, here KJV says, of the grave, it should be of Sheol, for he shall receive me, Selah. Neger again, neger thing, mad again, however, on the other hand, neger again, exiavir sustainer, yik ebelenyalina, exiavir sustainer, Yahweh he will kabala I, yik ebelenyalina, yik ebelenyalina, ebele, ebele, yik ebelenyalina, will kabala nya, will kabala I, nefsin, nefsin, nefse, my soul, corresponding to nafshi, nafshi in the Hebrew, my psyche, always feminine in its energetic level, the soul in male and female is feminine according to the Hebrew science. Nefsein, my soul, kasiol, from sheol, from the underworld, ij, from the hand of the underworld. Here's what's very interesting in the archaic Hebrew and also the Royal Amharic, like where it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. In the Hebrew and in His Majesty, the Bible of the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the King of Kings Bible, it has the word ij. Ij, right? Ij means hand. So here it says that Nefsein, my soul, kaseol ij, from the hand of Sheol, of the underworld, yebejatal, yebejatal, yebej, he will save atal, atal, he will save ha, yebejatal, he will save my psyche, my soul, from the hand, or from the power, the hand of Sheol, the hand of Duat, the hand of the underworld. Utelasara Sidist, verse 16, Chaberin, verse 16 right here. Yeso, balat egeneta ye beituma kubur, be bezagize atifra. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. Yeso, of man, of a human being, yeso, balat egenet, possessing riches. The riches of a man, ye beitum, and of beitu, of his house, ye beitum, and of his house, kubur, 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 the glory, the honor of his house, be bezagize, be beza, beza to increase, be bezagize, when it increases, in the time that it increases, atifra, atifra, don't be afraid, don't be reverent, fear not, atifra, ye so, balat egeneta, ye beitum, kubur, be bezagize, atifra, Kutala Asara Sebat, verse 17. Bemote gize, karsu garra minim, aya wesedimina, aya wesedimina, kubrum, karsu, bechwala, aya wardimina. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing. He shall carry nothing, no thang, no ting, away. His glory shall not descend after him. Bemote gize, mote, he died, bemote gize, and when he died, in the time that he mote, bemote gize, ka'arsugar, with arsu, with him, ka'arsugar, with him, minim, minim, nothing, aya wesedimina, aya wesedimina, he will not take, he cannot take, minim aya wesedimina, kubrum, kubrum, kubru, his glory, his honor, kubrum, and his glory, and his honor, ka'arsu, from him, bechwala, after him, karsu bechwala, after him, I word minna, will not descend, for his glory will not descend, will not follow him, will not descend after him. Kutar asara cement, verse 18. Ve hiwetu sal nefsuna barko alena, lesonetu melkama bitadargeleta, yamesegin hal. Though, while he lived, he blessed his soul. And men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. That he went to. He went his life. He went to his life. That he went to in his life. Saleh. While he's in his life. That he went to Saleh. While he lives. While he's in his life. That he went to Saleh. Nefsun. His soul. His psyche. Nefsun. Barko alina. For he having blessed his soul. He blesses her. He blesses his psyche. He blesses his feelings, his thoughts. You know, the seat of his feelings, his thoughts. Behiwatu sale nefsun barko alena. Le sonetu. Le sonetu. Sonet. Remember the word so? The word so? Sawu. Sawu. The word so in Amharic corresponds generically to man, the human being. It can be used in a singular sense of a particular man or of man to say human beings in general. Here we have sonet. Net. The net being added to so. Sonet. For example, we say Ethiopiawi net. To say Ethiopian-ness, ness, people say Ethiopian-ism. But more correctly, it's Ethiopian-ness. So Ethiopiawi net, net. We have to be fast, fitin, fitin, fast, fitin net, swiftness, cher, generosity, generous, chernet, good, goodness, generosity-ness, so to speak. So here we have soul net, humanity-ness, his humanness, his personality, speaking of the humanity side, yeah, soul net, for his personality, his humanness, let soul net too, Melkam means good in Amharic. Melkam, beautifully good. Melkam, bita dargalet. If you do for yourself, your soulness. If you do for your own humanness, you know that yameseg ginhal. People like you'll be praised. They'll praise you because you do good for yourself. It's kind of interesting here because we have this thing about bigging up ourselves. Right, we need to re-examine that right there. But here, this one bigged up his soul. He bigged up his own feelings and his own emotions. You know, trusting in wealth can make people do that. Right? Wrong. Right? But here, verse 9, Putarasarazeteng, Honom, Wada Abatochu, Tulid Yewarda, Lezalalem, Berhanin, Ayayim. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, his patriarchs. They shall never see light. They shall never see illumination. Honom, the word hono, it being, having been, it be, honom is like, well, it's like saying, well, while that being the case, based on the verse before, the while he lived, he blessed himself, and people will like praise you, like you'll be praised if you do well for your own selfness, your own like selfishness, your own selfness, so in that too, right? Honom, that being the case, you know, even though that's the case, honom, what about Abatochu, fathers, right, abot, you say in the Hebrew, but here we have abatochu, right, and towards his fathers, his patriarchs, tulid, to his patriarch, his father's tulid generation, yewardav, he will descend to his father's generation, his patriarch's generation, lezelalem, and forever, to an indefinable period of time, lezelalem, berhanin, light, ayayim, he will not see light, berhanin, ayayim, Ayayim, he will not, Aya, Maya, he will not see light. Uter Haya. Here. Verse 20. Man that is in honor and understandeth not, is like the beast that perish. Aimro, Yelelo, Kubur, so, and Miat Afan, Sisoch, Mesale. So here in the 20th verse, it points to a familiar refrain, so we can make out a possible chorus line of today's daily psalm, Psalm 49, because here, this 20th verse of today's daily psalm, it links with verse 12. Remember verse 12 that said, nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not, he is like the beast that perish, so gin, kubur hono saleh ayaukim, in the miyat afu and sisoch mesaleh. Now here, in verse 12, what's different than the translation in KJV, the Amharic says, but man, even while he being like an honorable man, a man that has honor or glory, you know, in his society or in his worldview or whatever, ayaukim, he doesn't know. He doesn't have no gnosis. He has no gnosis, no epinosis, no knowledge, no scientia, no divine science, no da'at. Ayaukim. And now here in the 20th verse, it says aimro. Now aimro is a gutiz word. There's a lot of gutiz, archaic gutters expressions, because those are the best expressions to bring out, you know, the true Hebraic context. Here, aimro refers to the mind. Aimro refers to, like, overstanding. We had a publication that we published years ago. The first series was called aimro. The second series was called aimero. Aimro and aimero is both from the same gutters. Aamere, which means to know. So here is basically the root word for the mind. This word properly in the New Testament of His Majesty's Bible, where it says about like the mind of Christ, right? And let this mind, you know, be in you. When it speaks on the mind, in many of the places, it points to this word, aimro. And then His Imperial Majesty, Karmawi Haile Selassie, Karmawi Negusa Negest, he had published a publication, right, when he brought the printing presses in order to fulfill Revelation 5:5, right? Into Ethiopia, he published a publication called Aimro. So aimro here is really the word for mind. Aimro yelelo, yelelo. Yelelo is without. Aimro, mind, yelelo. So it brings out the sense in the translation of understandeth not. But now note this here, that in verse 12, in the Amharic it says, Sogin kubur hono saleh ayaukim. The English says, nevertheless, man, being in honor, abideth not. Bamarinya, it says, ayaukim. That man, even though he has honor or glory, ayaukim. He's as ignorant as a beast. When I say as a beast, the animals haven't been given the Trinity mind. They have a reptilian brain. Some of them have a mammalian brain, but they don't have the higher brain. So to whom more is given, more is required. But for man, when man falls short of that, he is likened to the beast. Thus, a very important example here, as we're in the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Leviticus, is overstanding the pattern of the animal types. Why must a ruler, a man who is in kubur, right, one of the kuburan, called kuburan andu, one who is amongst the honorable men of the community, right, a big man, a gibor in the community, why must he give a bull when he ucks up? But a poor man, he could give turtle dove or, you know, a pigeon, or even in some cases, he might be able to give grain, right? So it's important to understand the animal types, as the book of Enoch in its original type, Ethiopic book of Enoch. But here, the 20th verse, right, brings home the similarity of these two verses and how some things get lost, right? Some things get lost in translation. But here it says, Aimro Yalelo, so without overstanding, lacking Aimro. Aimro Yalelo, lacking overstanding, without overstanding, overstanding not, without mind, mindless, right? Kubur so, even though he is honorable, he is glorified, he is celebrated, but he has no understanding. He has no divine intelligence. I am royal lelo kabura so in the mia tefa, in the mia tefa, slika, this will be tefu, in the mia tefu, right? Hold on for a moment right here. We almost went through the full hour here. Sometimes when we're using some of the software, we always like to get the hard copy, and brothers and sisters who've been waiting for the hard copy of His Majesty's Bible, we're going to renew our efforts in this new year right here. Been trying over the last several years to get copies of it, and also the translations, right, of certain selected areas, get a copy of the Parallel Bible. You know, there's a basic step right there. But let's just do this right here before we ride out, just to see the sense of the translation, whether a letter might, you know, copyists might make copyist errors. But here, let's look at the official copy, the official version right here. Yeah. In the mia tefu. Tefu. Tefa means like he that perish. In the mia tefu. Tefu, the u there, is like they that perish. In the mia tefu, in sisoch mesele. He is like the beast. Notice it didn't say one beast, but he is like the beast, right, that perish. Mesele. So it says here, right here, that this is what he resembles. From the divine eye, man resembles the animals, right, the beasts. And just so that ones don't get it twisted right here, the creator, the blameless creator, Exiavia Lotu Sephat, Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, he loves the animal creation. That this, the dispensation, right, of the sacrifices was to teach according to the pattern, according to the type, as we even have here in Psalm 49, where it says that man, even though he is an honor, but if he has no divine science, scientia, knowledge, da'at, gnosis, euket, he is like the beast that perished, and thus we have the beast as a substitute according to the pattern, just according to the pattern, right? And then we also have our own animal natures or natures as well. So it's interesting when we look at ancient Egypt, you know, how they portrayed things. We look at the Afro-Semitic of the book of Enoch, the earliest form of Enoch, didn't have the name of any of the people or whatever besides Enoch and some of the immediate people that he was interacting with. It basically used animal types, animal totems, and animal types, right? So there's a deeper understanding, inner standing, as today's daily psalm began off with the two verses, verse 3 and verse 4. We're going to seal up right here, brothers and sisters. Verse 3 and verse 4, where it says, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, of tibet, of chokmah, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding, overstanding. Verse 4, I will inclining our ears, right, to the parable, to the proverbs, right? In the Old Covenant, parable of Solomon, or the parables of Yeshua, the proverbs of Yeshua in the New. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, here, just to hear the full of the psalm right here. Yes, I, native speaker, Abraham. Right, where are you, Abraham? Abraham, Chebude. Yes, I, Rastafari. Native speaker right here, full of folk, today's daily song.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 48 በቅንፍ 49 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር አህዛብ ሁላችሁ ይህን ስሙ በዓለም የምትኖሩም ሁላችሁ አድምጡ ዝቅተኞችና ከፍተኞች ባለጠጎችና ድሆች ባንድነት አፌ ጥበብን ይናገራል የልቤም ሐሳብ ማስተዋል ጆሮዬን ወደ ምሳሌ ያዘነብላል በበገናም ምስጢሬን ገልጣለሁ ኃጢአት ተረከዜም በከበበኝ ጊዜ በክፉ ቀን ለምን እፈራለሁ በኃይላቸው የሚታመኑ በባለጠግነታቸውም ብዛት የሚመኩ ወንድም ወንድሙን አያድንም ሰውም አያድንም ቤዛውን ለእግዚአብሔር አይሰጥም ለዘላለም እንዲኖር ጥፋትንም እንዳያይ የነፍሳቸው ለውጥ ከብሯልና ለዘላለምም ቀርቷልና ብልሃተኞች እንዲሞቱ ሰነፎችና ደንቆሮች ባንድነት እንዲጠፉ ገንዘባቸውንም ለሌሎች እንዲተው አይቷል በልባቸውም ቤታቸው ለዘላለም የሚኖር ማደሪያቸውም ለልጅ ልጅ የሚሆን ይመስላቸዋል በየአገራቸውም ስማቸው ይጠራል ሰው ግን ክቡር ሆኖ ሳለ አያውቅም እንደሚጠፉ እንሰሶች መሰል ይህቺ መንገዳቸው መሰናከላቸው ናት ከነርሱም በኋላ የሚመጡ ባፋቸው እሺ ይላሉ እንደ በጎች ወደ ሲኦል የሚሄዱ ናቸው እረኛቸውም ሞት ነው ቅኖችም በማለዳ ይገዟቸዋል ውበታቸውም ከመኖሪያቸው ተለይታ በሲኦል ታረጃለች ነገር ግን እግዚአብሔር ይቀበለኛልና ነፍሴን ከሲኦል እጅ ይቤዣታል የሰው ባለጠግነት የቤቱም ክብር በበዛ ጊዜ አትፍራ በሞተ ጊዜ ከርሱ ጋር ምንም አይወስድምና ክብሩም ከርሱ በኋላ አይወርድምና በሕይወቱ ሳለ ነፍሱን ባርኳልና ለሰውነቱ መልካም ብታደርግለት ያመሰግንሃል ሆኖም ወደ አባቶቹ ትውልድ ይወርዳል ለዘላለም ብርሃንን አያይም አእምሮ የሌለው ክቡር ሰው እንደሚጠፉ እንሰሶች መሰለ
of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Solomon Nimal, Ursu, Befite,
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Incline, and I hear it's a parable. Yes, sir. So right here we have a double portion. It's interesting how today's daily psalm, the sons of Korah, and what is addressed in the sons of Korah, the Korahite psalms, connection with their father, their patriarch in a previous 38 sabbatical study. And that brings us here to a double portion. So now in a double portion, let's just point this out. You know, we have the seven aliyot, or seven readings, or the seven parts of the readings for the most of the single Torah reading and feedings. Here we have a double hukat, the statute, the ordinance concerning the red heifer, or out of Mitzrayim, we can even call it the red hashor, the red heifer. And we also have Balak. So we have a double portion here. Usually we have seven aliyot, or we say an aliyot, a day. Here we kind of like double it up. So how would the two sevens clash and we have a double portion? Since it's 7 days in the Shabuah, we can go through a Aliyah day if it's just one Torah portion. First day, they call Sunday the first day, first Aliyah today or the Monday as we move forward to the third day, you know, and so forth and so on until we get to the Shabbat day. So here, it will be like the first and second in a double portion, the two sevens, first and the second, right, for the first Aliyah in a double portion. The second Aliyah would be the third and the fourth. For the third, the fifth and the sixth. For the fourth, which is like the bridge, it'll be the seventh for the first part of the double portion to the first, right, of the second, right, portion, first part. The fifth Aliyah will be the second to third. The sixth will be the fourth to fifth, and the seventh will be the sixth to seventh. We'll get into more of the detail, but we're doubling up right here, before we go through a Hebrew, just pulling the veil back off of the Hebrew. That was the Royal Amharic right there with some Hebrew highlights, but comparing and contrasting with the King James, the KJV, and the usual version. But here, we have a double. You have a double portion, right? For this
double portion, 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 double portion.
So basically here we're going to hear at least four Aliyot right here for the first day, they call Sunday the first day, Monday the second day. So right here, four Aliyot.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat. Shalom, Chaburim. Shalom. The first Torah Aliyah for this Shabbat. Picking up here with the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, here at chapter 19, the Yod 8 chapter, for this Rastafari Sabbath Torah Mana feeding, reading, word right here. Here at the Lamed 8, 39th Rastafari Sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding for this Shabbat Strong. Chapter 19, the years of wandering. The fifth item here for this Shabbat Chukat. Shabbat Chukat. For this Sabbath of the Ordinance, KJV, Sabbath of the Statute, keyword Chukat. Senvet Yehigut Izaz Yehinno. Here, for this Rishon Aliyah, for the first Aliyah. Here, the years of wandering continue, the fifth item, the ordinance, the statutes, the chukat of the para, the fara aduma, of the red heifer. B'shem ha'av v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh echad. Why daberi Yahweh el Moshe with el Aharon lemor zot chukat haTorah asher siwa Yahweh lemor daber el bnei Israel with yikachu leka fara aduma tamima asher ein baha muma asher lo Allah aleha all. And the Yahweh, he who be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, spake to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, this is the ordinance of the law. Zot Chukat HaTorah. This is the statute of HaTorah. This is the Chukat of HaTorah, which the Yahweh hath commanded, saying, Daber, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, that they bring thee, a red heifer. we yikahu eleka para fara aduma. A red heifer without spot, without spot. Tamima, wherein is no blemish. Asha Aina Bahamum, and upon which never came yoke. Asha Lo Allah Aleha Ol, and ye all shall give her to Eleazar HaKohen, to Eliezer the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face, and Eleazar HaKohen, the priest, shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, seven times, and one shall burn the farah, para, the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood and her dung shall he burn. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer, of the fara, para. And then HaKohen shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall be unclean until the even, until the evening. And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh in water and shall be unclean until the evening. And a man, that is, clean, shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children, the sons of Israel, for a water of separation. It is a purification for hachet, for chatiat, for sin, for lack, for uckery. And he that gathereth the ashes of the fara, the para, the heifer, shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. And it shall be to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, and to the stranger that sojourneth among them, for a statute, chukat, a statute forever. He that toucheth the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purify not himself on the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Whosoever toucheth the dead body of any man that is dead, and purifieth not himself, defileth the tabernacle of the Yahweh. And that soul, that nephesh, shall be cut off from Israel, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him. He shall be unclean. His uncleanness is yet upon him. This is HaTorah. This is the direction, instruction, the law. When a man lieth in a tent, all that come into the tent and all that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which hath no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever toucheth one that is slain with a sword in the open fields, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. For an unclean person shall take of the ashes of the burned heifer of purification for sin, for chatiat, hachet, uckery, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel. And hear, give ear for the Shani. Hear for the Shani, Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat, 39th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. And hear, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 19. Here at the 18th verse is the Shani Aliyah for this Shabbat Chukat, for this Senbet Yahigut Izaz Yihno. Here picking up the 18th verse, Numbers chapter 19, verse 18. We lakach Ezov witavala bamayim isha tahor wihiza Allah ha ohel with alkol ha kelim with Allah ha nefashot asher hayusham with Allah ha nogea ba etzem o ba halal o ba meit o ba kaver. Hear for the Shani, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat Chukat. Here at verse 18, Numbers chapter 19, verse 18. And a clean person shall take his sop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that toucheth a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day, and on the seventh day, and on the seventh day he shall purify himself and wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and shall be clean at even at evening. But the man that shall be unclean and not purify himself, that soul, that nephesh, that psyche, shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Yahweh. The water of separation hath not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean, and it shall be a perpetual statute, chukat, to them, that he that sprinkleth the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that toucheth the water of separation shall be unclean until even, till evening. And whatsoever the unclean person toucheth shall be unclean, and the soul, the nephesh, the psyche that toucheth it shall be unclean until even, until evening. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called and known as Numbers, Numbers chapter 20, the years of wandering, continued, the sixth item, the death of Miriam. Then came the Bnei Yisrael, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin, in the first month, the first moon. And the people Ha'am abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there, and was buried there. The years of wandering, the seventh item, thirst in the old place of thirst. Compare and contrast Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. Here, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book, Numbers chapter 20, here, verse 2. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moshe and against Aharon, against Aaron. And Ha'am chode with Moshe and spake, saying, would to Elohim that we had died when our brethren died, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And why have you all brought up the congregation of the Yahuwah way into this midbar, into this wilderness, that we, that I and I and our cattle should die there. And wherefore have y'all made us to come up Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, to bring us into this evil place? it is no place of seed or of figs or of vines or of pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink, And Moshe and Aharon went from the presence of the assembly to the door, to the petach of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, the tent tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the Kabodi Yahuwah, and the glory, the Kavod of Jehovah
Double course. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Here we are at the Shalishi. The Shalishi Aliyah. For this Shabbat Chukat. Send us. Here for the third Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat Sabbath statute, Sabbath ordinance. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 20, here at verse 7, for the Shalishi Aliyah offering an afora for this Shabbat Chukat, water from the rock and Moshe's Chatiyat. Water from the rock and Moses' sin, Moses' lack, Moses' uckery. Here, picking up with Numbers chapter 20, verse 7. Why daberi Yahweh el Moshe leimor kach et ha-mateh v'hakehela et ha-edah hata v'aharon achika ודיברתמה אל החסלעה לעייניהמה ונתנה מימיו והוצאת להם המים מן החסלעה והשקית את העדה ואת בירם. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, take the rod, kach et ha-mateh, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, v'hakehel et ha-edah, thou and Aaron, Aharon, thy brother, hata, ואהרון אחיך. And speak y'all to the rock. ודיברתם אל החסלעה. Before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, when Natana Meyamai, Hotzeta lahem amayim mina hasel asel 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 asel. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of hasel 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 hasel, water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation, the aggregation, and their beast drink, 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 drink. Where hishakita etaha edda, where ella biram. And Moshe took the rod from lifnei Yahuwah, from before Jehovah, as he commanded him. And Moshe and Aharon gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said to them, "Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" And Moshe lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly. And the congregation, the aggregation, drank, and their beasts also. And the Yahweh, Yahweh HaKadosh, Baruch HaShem, He who be, we be, blessed be the Holy One, blessed be the name, spake to Moshe and Aharon, "Because ye, y'all, believed me not, admitted not the truth and neither sanctify me, sanctify I in the eyes of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel. Therefore ye, y'all, shall not bring this congregation, this aggregation, into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, strove with the Yahweh, and he was sanctified in them, 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 in them. And here, Shema Yisrael, give ear, right here, give ear, right here, for the Rabbi'i, the Rabbi'i Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat, send that Yehigut Zaz, Yehno, for this Shabbat, the fourth Rabbi'i Aliyah. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers chapter 20. Chapter 20 here at verse 14, the years of wandering, the eighth item, the never forgiven sin, ha-chet, chat-yat, the sin, the akri, the sin of Adam, of Edom. Here, for the Rabbi'i Aliyah, offering up anaphora for this Shabbat Chukat. Why yishlach Moshe Malakim Mi Kadesha Ila Melek Edom Kohamara Achika Israel Hata Ya Daita Eta Kol Hata Laa Asher Misa Atanu. Here. For the Revi'i Aliyah. And Moshe sent messages from Kadesh to the king of Edom, the king of Edom. Wa yishlach Moshe malakim mi Kadesh ila meleka Edom. Thus saith thy brother Yisrael, Kohamara Achika Israel, thou the eye knowest all the travel that hath befallen, that hath befallen us, I and I. Hata yada'ita etakola hatala asher nisa'atanu. How our fathers, our patriarchs went down into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kemet, and we have dwelt in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, a long time. And the Egyptians vexed us, vexed I and I, and our fathers. And when we cried, when we called out, when we shouted to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, he heard our voice and sent an angel, Melaach, and has brought us, I and I, forth, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet. And behold, we, I and I, are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. Let us make I and I pass, I pray the I, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, the vineyards. Neither will we, I and I, drink of the water of the wells. We, I and I, will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders. And Edom said to him, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against the eye, against thee with the sword, 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 sword. And the Bnei Israel said to him, we, I and I, will go by the highway. And if I and my cattle drink of thy water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, thou, the I, thou shalt not go through. And Edom came against him with much people, with enough people, and with a strong hand. Thus, like this, Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. Wherefore, Israel turned away from him.
Selassie, I'm the Messiah, for the enemy
Boom again, Shalom Chavarim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
מזמור ממתת למנצח לבני קורח מזמור. שמעו זאת כל העמים, האזינו כל יוש וחלד. גם בני אדם, גם בני איש, יחד עשיר ואביון. פי ידבר חוכמות, והגות ליבי תבונות. עתה למשל אוזני, אפתח בכינור חידתי. למה אירע במרע, עוון עקבי יסובדני, הבוטחים על חילם, וברוב עושרם יתהללו. אך לא פדו יפדה איש, לא ייתן לאלוהים כופרו, ויקר פדיון נפשם, וחדל לעולם. וכי עוד לנצח, לא יראה השחד, השחד, השחד. כי יראה חכמים ימותו, יחד כסיל ובער יובדו, ועזבו לאחרים חילם. קרבם בתמו לעולם, משכנותם לדור ודור. קראו בשמותם עלי אדמות, ואדם ביקר בליילין, נמשל כבהמות נדמו. זה דרכם כסל למו, ואחריהם בפיהם ירצו סלע. כצון לשאול שתו מוות, ירעם וירדו בם ישרים לבוקר, וצורם לבלות שאול מזבול לו. אך אלוהים יפדה נפשי מיד שאול, כי ייקחני סלע. אל תירא כי יעשיר איש, כי ירבה כבוד ביתו, כי לא במותו ייקח הכל, לא ירד אחריו כבודו. כי נפשו בחייו יברך, ויודוך כי תציב לך. תבוא עד דור אבותיו, עד נצח לא יראו אור. אדם ביקר ולא יבין, נמשל כבהמות נדמו. מזמור ממתת למנצח לבני קורח מזמור.
Hear this, all ye people, ye people, ye people, ye people.
שמעו זאת כל העמים,
כל העמים, כל העמים, כל העמים.
Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, of the world, of the world, of the world, of the world.
האזינו כל יוש וחלד, וחלד, וחלד.
Both low and high, high.
גם בני אדם, גם בני איש, בני איש, בני איש, בני איש, בני איש.
Rich and poor together, together.
יחד עשיר ואביון, 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 ואביון.
My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp.
Evil, everything takes time.
More of the sons of Korah, Livnei Korach Mizmor.
Shima'u Zot, Kol Ha'amin, hear this, Shima'u, hear your Zot, this, Shima'u Zot, Kol Ha'amin, hear this, all ye peoples, Kol Ha'amin. These words, hear, are to be considered in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 11 and 7, where it reads, truly, truly, the light is sweet, 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 the light is sweet. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Tet, Mem Tet, Psalm 49, Psalm XLIX, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and half the Order of Malachiah Tzedek, for the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear this, all ye peoples, all your peoples. La menatzeach livnei korach mizmor, shima'u zot kol ha'amin. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, la menatzeach livnei korach, a psalm mizmor of the sons of Korah, livnei korach mizmor, shima'u zot kol ha'amin. Hear this, shima'u. Hear your zot, this, shimu zot, kol ha'amin. Hear this, all ye peoples, kol ha'amin. These words, hear, are to be considered in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 11 and 7, where it reads, truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Ecclesiastes 11 and 7.
Umatok ahaor v'tova la einayim lerot et ha-shamesh.
And the light is sweet. Umatok haor. And the light haor matok is sweet. Umatok ahaor. V'tova la einayim lerot, and a pleasant thing v'tov, tov, and a good and good v'tov and good la einayim, for the eyes lerot, to see, to behold et ha-shamesh, to behold the sun. Umatok ha-haor v'tov la einayim lerot et ha-shamesh, and the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing and a good thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Rav Yitzhak Isaac and Rav Abba Bar Kahana differed in their comments on this verse. Rav Yitzhak Isaac said, how sweet is the light of the Olam Haba, of the world to come. Blessed is the man of good deeds, for he will see that light, as it is said even in Judges, Judges 5 and 31. They that love him are as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. They that love him are as the sun when he goeth forth in his might.
Ken ovdu kol oivekai Yehovah ve'ohevayo k'tzeita ha-shemesh bi'agvurato v'etishkota ha-aretza arabaima shana.
Hear. Judges 5:31, the full verse. So let all thine enemies perish, O Jehovah, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years. Them that love him as the sun when he goeth forth in his might.
There are heveka. Kurz eta hashemesh bi gevorato. We ohebeka. Kurz eta hashemesh bi gevorato.
They that love him are as the sun when he goeth forth in his might.
We ohebeka. Kurz eta hashemesh bi gevorato.
But Rav Abba Bar Kahana said, how sweet are the words of Torah. That is like light, as it is said, even in the Mashal and Mishle Shlomo and the Proverbs, Proverbs 6:23, the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, for the commandment is a lamp. Ki ner mitzvah, ki ner mitzvah, ki ner mitzvah, for the commandment, the mitzvah is a lamp. Ner v'torah or, and the teaching, and Torah with Torah or, and the Torah is or, and the teaching, the Torah, is light. Ki ner mitzvah with Torah or. Blessed is the man, ashrei ha'ish, who sees the halakha glistening like snow. And why ashrei, and why blessed? Because there is no end of reward for the study of Torah. Because there is no end of reward for the study, the midrash of Torah. Again and again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, returns to reward the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, because they labored diligently at Torah, giving them for their labor abundance in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. In that time, in that Iowa, Yisrael, Israel, will say to HaGoyim, to the nation, the nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, we, I and I, merit this reward because we, I and I, were diligent in the study of Torah. What did you used to say to us? What did you used to say to I and I? You labor in vain. You labor in vain. Your labor is in vain. But now, seeing how great is the reward given for the study, for study of Torah. Seeing how many good things are done for us, for I and I, on its account. For in hear this, all ye peoples, Shimozot, call Ha'amim. The word this, Zot, clearly refers to Torah. Zot in Shimozot, call Ha'amim. Hear this, Shimozot. Zot clearly refers to Torah, as in the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 4:44, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44, where it reads, this is the Torah, this is the Torah. V'zot ha-Torah, Asher Sam Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, this is the law. V'zot ha-Torah, this is the Torah. V'zot ha-Torah, Asher Sam Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, this is the law ha-Torah, this is the Torah. V'zot ha-Torah, that Moses set before the children, the sons of Yisrael. V'zot ha-Torah, Asher Sam Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. Give ear, all y'all inhabitants of Chaled. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of Chaled. Hazinu, call Yoshveh Chaled. Give ear, all ye y'all inhabitants of the world. Hazinu, call Yoshveh Chaled. Chaled. It means, quote, the world, end quote. Chaled. The Chaled means, quote, the world, end quote. And why is the world called Chaled? Because in the Zaman Haba, the Eit Haba, in the world, the time to come, the corrosion, the Chaluda of the wicked, of Harasha, of the ratchet, Rishaim, will show on their faces. Or, according to Midrash notes, quote, because in the time to come, the Zaman Haba, the Eit Haba, or the Keitz, in the Iowa to come, the rust, the redness of shame will show on the faces of Ha'arasha, the Risha'im, on the wicked, the ratchet. Now, here, additional note, the Chaled, pointed here as Chaled, the world, refers to the age, duration of life, but also to the inhabited. The word Chaled refers to the inhabitable portions. The inhabitable portions of the world or of the earth is referred to as the Khaled, the Khaled. Interesting note here with the connection of the redness, the rust or the redness, the reddish brown groundness here, but Khaled, Khaled, as distinct from other words Hebraically for world, refers to the inhabitable portions of the earthly plane. And as we have in Psalm 17, Hebraically the 14th verse, which reads, Mi matim yadeka Yahuwah, mi matim me cheled, translated from men by thy hand, O Jehovah, from men of the world. Mi matim me cheled, chelkam ba chayim, whose portion is in this life, whose portion is in life in this life. So cheled is man's temporary place of abode. The choice of this Hebrew word, it prepares the reader and the hearer for the theme of the Mizmor, of Mizmor Mimteit, Mimteit, the theme of Psalm 49. And here, Hebraically, in the Gimel, the third verse, corresponding in the KJV to the second verse, here, both the sons of man, the great man, and the sons of man, a righteous man. Hear. Hebraically, the Gimel verse. Gam b'nei Adam. Gam b'nei Ish. Gam b'nei Adam. Gam b'nei Ish. Hear. In the King James Version and other versions, this verse is translated as both low and high. Gam, also b'nei Adam. Also the sons of Adam. Gam b'nei Ish. And the sons of Ish, or in translation, both low, Gam b'nei Adam, the sons of Adam, Gam b'nei Ish, and high, the sons of Ish, both low and high, both low are also the sons of Adam, also the sons of Ish. Who are meant by the sons of man, the sons of a great man? Or Gam b'nei Adam, the sons of Abraham, of whom it is written, even in Joshua 14 and 15, the great man among the Anakim, the great man among the Anakim. The word both, or Hebraically Gam, is meant to include the sons of Yishmael and the sons of Keturah, the sons of man in the sense of the second son of the Gam b'nei Ish, the sons of man of Ish, b'nei Ish, of a righteous man are the sons of Noah, the sons of Noah, of whom it is written, according to Bereshith, according to Genesis 6 and 9, Noah was a righteous man. Eile todot Noah, Noach, 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 Ish, Tzadik, Tamim, Haya be dorotayo et ha'elohim hita halek noch. These are the generations of Noah. Eile toldota noch. Noch, Noah, was in his generations a man righteous and wholehearted. Noch ish tzadik. Noch ish tzadik. A ish tzadik. A righteous man. Tamim. Wholehearted, perfect, haya be dorotayo, in his generation, eta ha'elohim hita halek noch, and Noah walked with ha'elohim, with the Elohim, the true good, the true God. And, or the phrase, Noah was a righteous man, based on the third verse in today's daily psalm, both low and high, gam b'nei Adam, gam b'nei Ish. The phrase refers to the 70 nations that will go down to Gehinnah, Gehinnom, to Gehinnah, Hebrew hell. And here in reference to Noah being a Ish Tzadik, an Ish man, Ish Tzadik, taking the phrase the sons of man, or taking the phrase of the high, as we have right here, Gam b'nei Ish, sons of a righteous Ish, man, to refer to the nations, ha-goyim, the nationalities, the Gentiles, international community, descended from Noah, descended from Noah. The words at the end of the verse, rich and poor together, rich and poor together, yachad, ashir, we'evyon, rich and poor together, together, yachad, yachad, together, ashir, 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 rich, we'evyon, and the ebyon, and poor, yachad, ashir, we'evyon, yachad, ashir, ve'evyon, rich and poor together. This means that he who is rich in Torah, Jah's direction, instruction in Torah, and he who is poor in Torah may alike go down to Gehinnom, to Gehenna. For, quote, he who is rich in Torah, Jah's direction, instruction, refer to such as Doeg, Doeg, and Achitophel. Although they were heads of the Hebrew assembly called the Sanhedrin, yet because they kept not HaTorah, they kept not the Torah, they fell from their greatness and went down into Gehinnom, to Gehinna. Quote, he who is poor in Torah refers to any man who had in hand the opportunity to study, the Midrash, but did not. Therefore, the Vinei Korah, the sons of Korah said, since such is the requital for neglect of Torah, we, I and I, shall be diligent in the study of Torah. Pi yidaber hakmot v'haguta libi tevunot. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. Pi yidaber hakmot v'haguta libi tevunot. Here, wisdom, chakmot, and understanding, tevunot. Here, wisdom and understanding, chakmot and tevunot, have the same force as in the words from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 4 and 6 that reads, for this is your wisdom and your understanding, your understanding, your overstanding. Hiya hiya chakamatekem. Ua vianatekem, this, for she, for this, for she, ki hi hakamatekem, ua vianatekem, for this is your wisdom and your understanding, your understanding, le'aineya ha'amim, in the sight of the peoples. I will incline mine ear to a parable. Ateh limashal azni. I will incline ateh limashal to a parable azni, my ear. Ateh limashal azni to the parables of Torah, to the parables of direction instruction, to the parables of Torah. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. I will open my dark sayings. Eftach b'kinor chidati. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Eftach, eftach, eftach. I will open b'kinor on the harp. Chidati, my dark sayings, my riddles. Chidati. I will explain it in the songs, Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawian. The Levites sang during their watches in Hahikal, in the temple. Wherefore shall I fear in the days of evil? Because the iniquity of my heels compass me about? Hear, hear, hear. Hear, 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 Hebraically, the sixth verse corresponding KJV with the fifth verse. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity of my supplanters compasseth me about? Or wherefore shall I fear in the days of evil because the iniquity of my heels compasses me, compasses I about? Lamaira bime ra'a evona ikavaya yitsubeini. Wherefore shall I fear in the days of evil? Lamaira bime ra'a. Because the iniquity of my heels compasses me, compasses I about. Evona ikavaya yisubeini. Evona ikavai yisubeini. When the congregation of Yisrael, Israel, said, why shall I be afraid on the days of evil, bime ra'a, that is, on the day of judgment? Because the iniquity of my heels, evona ikavai, evona ikavai, iniquity of my heels that I directed into the ways of transgression, that now, compass me about, compass I about, Yisubeini. They that trust in their wealth, them that trust in their wealth, ha botachim, Allah chelam, of them that trust in their wealth, ha botachim, al chelam. This is to be interpreted in and as in the commentary on Psalm 45, the Mem Vav Psalm. This here, they that trust in their wealth, is to be interpreted as in the commentary on Psalm 46. In another comment, the words, they that trust in their wealth, ha botachim, al chelam. This refers and alludes to Korach, and to his assembly. Oh, it shall surely not redeem a man. Ach, lo fado yisde ish. Oh, ach, it shall surely not redeem a man. Ach, lo fado yisde ish. What did their wealth avail them? For they could not redeem themselves with it. Ach, alas, for them who went down alive into the pit, they and all that was theirs, them and all that was theirs. Their soul would have been made precious by redemption. Their soul would have been made precious by redemption. Veyekara pidyona nafsham, or for too costly is the redemption of their soul, or Hebraically, their soul would have been made precious by redemption. Veyekara pidyon nafsham. Had Korah and his assembly repented, did teshuva, their souls, nafsham, would have been precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the eyes of the Holy One, blessed be He, and He would have forborne, v'chadala le'olam, and must be let alone forever. He would have forborne to punish them, and they would have inherited the world. Le'olam, that is the world, the olam haba, the world to come. And he would also have caused them to live forever. He would have caused them to live forever. V'yachiyah oda la'netzach, and that he should still live always. He would have caused them to live forever. V'yachiyah od la'netzach, forever, for Iva la netzach, to overcome. They would have had their share in the resurrection of the dead. Hence here, said the sages, the murmurers in the wilderness, Bamidbar, as well as the assembly of Korah, have no share in the Olam Haba. It's because of this here that the sages have said that the murmurers, the grumblers, the complainers, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, as well as the assembly of Korah, have no share in the Olam Haba, in the world
to come. Here in the Midrash notes, see Numbers chapter 14, verse 27. Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 27. Where it reads, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation that keep murmuring against me, keep murmuring against I? I have heard the murmurings of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, that they keep murmuring against me, that they keep murmuring against I. Ad matai la edata ha ra'aha hazota asher hema ma linim. Alaya eta telunota bnei Yisrael asher hema malnim alai shama iti I hear. For he seeth that wise men die, for he seeth ki yireh hakamim yamutu. For he seeth that wise men die, ki yireh hakamim yamutu. Such men as Datan and Abiram, who were wise to do evil. For he seeth that wise men die. Ki yireh hakamim yamutu. Another comment on, for he seeth that wise men die. Ki yireh hakamim yamutu. And leave their wealth to others. Ve'azvua la'echrima chelam, and leave their wealth to others. Ve'azvu la'echrim chelam, their wealth to others. Such wise men, such chakamim, such wise men were the murmurers Bamidbar, the murmurers in the wilderness, who left their wealth to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and to Yehoshua, Joshua, the son of Nun. For it is said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers 14:38, Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, remained alive of those men, of them men. V'Yehoshua ben Nun, v'Caleb ben Jephunneh, hayumina ha'anashim. But Joshua, Yehoshua, the Yehoshua, we Yehoshua, ben Bin Nun, the son of Nun, with Caleb, and Caleb, ben Jephunneh, son of Jephunneh, Chayu mean ha-nashim, remained alive of those men. Chayu mean ha-nashim. What is meant by the words remained alive of those men, remained alive of them men? Chayu, min ha'nashim, of those men. What is meant? That Yehoshua and Caleb sustained themselves from the portions of those men who died, for they inherited what was to have been allotted to them. They inherited what was to be allotted to them. This is what it means. Chayu, mean ha'nashim. Kirbam, their inward thought is. Kirbam, their houses. Kirbam, batemo. Their inward thought is their houses. Kirbam, batemo. Kirbam, their inward thought is batemo. Their houses. Do not read kirbam, the inward thought, but kibram, their grave. Do not read it as kirbam, their inward thought is batemo, but read it as kibram, their grave. Kibram, batemo, their grave. For it is said of Korah and of his men, according to Bamidbar Numbers 16:33, the earth closed up on them, and they perished. And they perished from among the assembly. Vatechasa elehem haaretz, vayotua mitoka hakahal.
and the earth closed up on them, upon them, and them perished, and they perished from among the assembly. Watakasa elehem haaretz, vayobdu mitok hakahal. These words prove that Korah and his assembly, will not enter into the olam haba, into the world to come. And why not? Because, according to the words of today's daily psalm, here, Hebraically the 12th verse, Mizmor Mem Teit, Psalm 49, by their titles, they proclaim themselves above mankind. By their titles, they proclaim themselves above mankind, above humanity. They call their lands after their own names, or Hebraically here, by their titles. They proclaim themselves above mankind, above humanity. Ka'u bishmotam ele edamot. For it is said of them, they were the lofty ones of the congregation, self-proclaimed above the assembly, men of name. Umataim ne siye eda k'riye moed an she shem. Which this verse also is and can be read as, they were princes of the congregation, the elect men of the assembly, men of renown, men of name. O mataim ne siyeya eda k'riye moed an she shem. Hear. For they were the lofty ones of the congregation, self-proclaimed above the assembly, men of name, men of renown. Anshei Shem, Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers 16 and 2. But according to today's daily psalm, right here, Hebraically, the 13th verse, but man abideth not in honor. Ve'adam bikara bala yalin. But Adam, bikara bala yalin, abideth not in honor. This alludes to Korah, who during all the time he was honored as head, as Rosh, as Ras, as head of all the B'nai Lewi, the children of Levi, did not keep to the way of the Lord, of Ha'adon Adawan. Therefore, his honor did not abide with him. He is like the beast. Nimshal ka behemota nidmu. He is like the beast. Nimshal ka behemot. He is like the beast who have no understanding, no inner standing, no good standing, no overstanding. Hence are like a company of Rishaim, ratchet men. Today's daily psalm, he breaks the 14th verse, says, This is the way of them. Ze darkam. This is their way. Ze, this, darkam. This, their way of the Rishaim, the ratchet men, wicked men, who put their confidence and their trust in their wealth, and of whom, after they perish, the B'nai Adam, the children of Adam, the children of men, they say, woe to Harasha, to the ratchet, the Rishaim, for such and such a thing came upon them. They who set death as though, Yisrael, were sheep, will go down to the nether world. Them who set death as though, Yisrael, were sheep, will go down to the nether world. Like sheep, they are appointed for the nether world, death.
Katzoan, Katzon, Lishol, Shatu, Maveta, Yerein. Like sheep, they are appointed for the nether world. Katzon, Lishol, Shatu, Mavet, Yerein. Death shall be their shepherd. Hagoyim, the nations, the nationalities, the nations of the earth, who slaughtered Yisrael, who slaughtered Israel, Ainai Israel, like sheep. To set death, mavet, maoet, up on them was to hallow, to set apart, to sanctify, to ilify Hashem, Baruch Hashem, to make holy the name. The nations, the goyim of the earth, who slaughtered Ainai, who slaughtered Yisrael, Israel, like sheep. To set death, to set mavet, mauet, mot, up on them was to hallow, to make holy, sanctify Hashem, shall go down to Sheol, the nether world. But in the morning, the upright will have dominion over them and rule them. Vayirdu vam yisharim laboker, vayirdu bam. Yisharim laboker, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. Vayirdu bam yisharim laboker. When the twilight of Israel, will have been made dawn, the upright shall rule Hagoyim. The upright shall rule the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles of the earth, of the earthly plane. Now, according to another translation here, Buber's text, the translation, it seems to be this here from the Midrash notes. These are the nations of the world that slaughtered Israel, that slaughtered Israel like sheep, destined for Sheol, for the nether world, putting them to death for the hallowing, the sanctifying, the ilifying of Hashem. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Death shall be their shepherd. Maveta yirayim. Mawet, mawet, mota yirayim. Death shall be their shepherd in Gehinnom, in Gehinna, by bringing them down there. Then shall the upright rule over them at the time, the hour, when the twilight of Yisrael, shall have been turned into dawn, when the twilight of Yisrael, Ayanai Yisrael's twilight, shall be turned into dawn. And their form shall outlast Sheol, the nether world, because of the habitation which is his, the habitation that is his. Hear, hear, hear. Also this verse translated as, and their form shall be for the nether world to wear away, that there be no habitation for it. So the other translation of this particular verse right here, 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 Hebraically at the 15th verse, where some translations read, and their form shall be for the netherworld to wear away, that there be no habitation for it. Here, 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 in the King James Version, it reads, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. The fuller verse, like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. And their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. Vitzoram levalot sheola mizavul lo. Or vitzoram lebalota sheola mizavul lo. And their form shall outlast another world because of the habitation that is his. Gehinnom. Gehinnom, Hebrew hell, the fireplace, Gehinnom will wear away, but Harasha, the Rishaim, the ratchet of Hagoyim, of the nations, the nationalities, the international community, will not wear away. Lamaze. Why and why not? Because they laid their hands up on Hahekal, upon the temple, his habitation. Here, 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 bringing us to the 16th verse Hebraically, where it reads, but God will redeem my soul from the power of the nether world. But God will redeem
redeem my soul from the power of the netherworld, KJV has, but God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. Hebraically, Ak Elohim Yifadeh Nafshia Miyad Sheol. Ak, for sure, for sure, show. Ak Elohim Yifadeh, redeem, Yifadeh Nafshi, my soul, my psyche, Miyad Sheol, from the hand of Sheol. Ak Elohim Yifadeh Nafshi Miyad Sheol. But Elohim will redeem my soul from the power, from the hand, Miyad Sheol, from the hand of the nether world, because we, I and I, Vene Korach, the sons of Korah, were not in the council of Korach, not in the council of Korah. He shall receive me, receive I forever. Hear, the concluding part of this verse that reads, Ki yikacheni selah. Ki yikacheni selah. He shall receive me. Ki yikacheni forever selah. This alludes to the words from Bamidbar Numbers 26 and 10. They became a sign. They became a sign. Vayihyu l'nes. Vayihyu l'nes, or Vayihyu, they became l'nes. They became a sign. Vayihyu l'nes. They became a sign that proved that Elohim, the true good, the true God, made it possible for them to stay aloft in space. Be not afraid when one is made rich. Be not afraid. Al tira kia ya'ishir ish. Be not afraid when one is made rich, as Korah was. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul. Ki nashoa. Be'chayayo yivarech. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul. Kia nafshoa be'chayayo yivarech. Though Aaron bless Korach, Korah's nefesh, Korah's soul, Korah's psyche. Nevertheless, when, quote, it shall go to the generation of his fathers, it and they shall never see the light. It shall go to the generation of his fathers, his patriarchs. It and they shall never see the light. Tavo adadora evotayo adanetah lo yeru or. It shall go to the generation of his fathers, his patriarchs. Tavo adadora evotayo. Tavo adora ebotayo, it and they shall never see the light. Ada netzach lo yeru or, meaning that Korah and his assembly will have no portion in the olam haba, in the world to come. And why so? And why not? Because Korah, who lived in honor, had not understanding, understanding, overstanding, and so he perished. Adam bikar v'lo yavina nimshal ka behemota nidmu. Man that is in honor understandeth not. Man that is in honor and understandeth not. Adam, bikara, we lo yabin, is like the beast that perish, is like the beast. Nimshal ka behemota nidmu.